Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Hour number three, and what better way to kick it off? Paul Hamilton joining us here on the West Hur Hotline as the Sabres are back on the ice. And we heard from Paul earlier in this show because Paul broke the news that Rasmus Dahlin was back from his leave of absence, back on the ice for practice, and as Paul had indicated, likely to draw in the lineup tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Paul, well, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, you know, just getting through this show. It was weird without you, Paul.
Well, you're so negative. It's hard to have me on because I'm Mr. Positive all the time.
Yes,
so,
of course. You are the beacon of light in these troubling times. So, but speaking of the positives, though, I mean, Rasmus Dahlin does come back. And, I mean, on the human interest thing alone, that is incredible for me just on that part because – that means that everything's going well for Dahlin and his fiance enough that he is able to come back to the Sabres. And now to transition it to the on the ice portion, hopefully the Sabres captain is able to clear a mental block that has kind of held him back a little bit this season, it looks like.
Well, of course, that was the first question because that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this, standing there chatting with him, he's different, totally different. He needed this. He needed to go back for a week and see her and see for himself. He's up. I mean, he has a smile on his face. He is glowing when he's talking about her and how she grinds every day and what a warrior she is and how well she's doing and how much she inspires him. And it was a totally different person I talked to today than the last time, which would have been after one of the games that I talked to him. So he is re-energized. He has seen it for himself, and you can tell he's good with it, and she's good with it. I saw a picture somebody showed me from Instagram because I'm not on Instagram all that much. I'm on Instagram just in case somebody says something really dumb, and then I can go
right
see
now.
It. That's the only reason. I have never posted anything on Instagram.
I'm going to send you the dumbest things now, Paul. You shouldn't have said this.
That's well. But anyway, they posted a picture from her account, and she looks fantastic. She looked really, really good. She had a T-shirt on that says "I love something like heart transplant."
Organ donors, yep. I saw the post. I know which one you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, and she looked fantastic. But I totally understand why he needed to go back and be with her and see how things were going. He said the plan all along was for it to be a week. He was planning on being back here for this game if everything was going well, and it is. So, he's back, and he's in good spirits, and we'll see maybe if this – because certainly we all understood why it would affect his play. Of course, it's going to affect his whole life. I mean, you're unbelievably scared when you're in a position like that. I wish I didn't have personal experience, but I do. And you're just unbelievably scared all the time. And you're anxious. And I didn't have the experience of having my wife across the world. She was here, you know, with me. So... it's been hard on him, and I totally understand why it would affect his game. He doesn't want it to, but looking at him today, he just looked like a whole new person.
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, it's a nice reminder, though, Paul, that, you know, sports are still played by human beings. They have emotions and attachments, fears, everything of the sort, and it's a stark reminder that, you know, there still are games being played by human beings. It's not a simulation. It's not a video game. It is, you know, these people, and I know that you and I have said this back on Thursday as well, of like, yeah, they do have more money than us, but, you know, mm-hmm. the emotions can still very much be the same in that sort of way. And I do hope that for Darlene, just in the human interest side of things, it allows him to be back and allows him to be comfortable. Like you said, he was glowing, and that just that side of it for me is enough to be happy about it. But I was, Paul, more impressed that he even tried to start the season in Buffalo, because, you know, having that situation and having it loom like that, to start the year with Buffalo like that after dealing with the offseason that you did, that still shows the signs of a good leader.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, to expand on what you were saying, and I know a lot of people forget that pro athletes are fathers. They are husbands or wives, you know, if you're talking about female athletes. And, you know, you have responsibilities when you have children or your fiancé or married, or, you know, even as a son or a daughter, you have responsibilities. And some of those things money can't get you out of. You know, if all of a sudden your spouse is on life support, you can have all the money in the world. It's not in money's hands anymore, you know. So, yeah, money can make sure that you have food on the table and you have nice things and a nice house and nice vacations and those types of things. Sure, money can help you with that. But there are certain things that happen in life that money can't get you out of or help you with. And, you know, I always try to remind people that, you know, these guys are, you know, fathers and husbands and that type of thing too. And that goes into things also when we're talking about pro sports.
Yeah, Paul. And I mean, hell, look at the NFL, Marshawn Nyland, the tragedy that happens over there as well in Dallas. So it's just another one of these things where it's cruel reminders that have to showcase it and allow people to take a step back for a moment. But unfortunately, no, these things, they are real. But to try to transition now as awkwardly as possible here, Paul, Darlene getting back on the ice, though, I do think that this will help benefit a little bit of the D-Corps that has had a little bit of a difficult time in these three games without him because, well, they're 0-10-2 without Darlene over the past 2 years. And I do think that the combination of Matias Samuelsson and Owen Power, it's had its spots, but it does seem like it's a little inconsistent. Getting Samuelsson back with Darlene, allowing Power to probably play with someone like Timmins or Byram, I do think it allows the defensive pairs to get back to a little bit more of that stability.
Well, from start to finish, Samuelsson's been their best defenseman this year by mm-hmm. far. It hasn't even been close. So he's done very, very well. The one play that sticks out, that probably, you know, Samuelsson and Power, they allowed Natchez to get behind them in the Colorado game, and before you can breathe, it's 1-0. That's awareness, you know, that can't happen. But you know, Power for the most part has gotten better this year. I mean, there he's had a few hiccups, sure, you know, or a few bad plays, but I've been noticing that he is stronger because he is leaning on people a little bit more, trying to erase them and that type of thing. And I've always said I couldn't care less if he throws another body check the rest of his career. If he's erasing plays and he's getting the puck up the ice quickly and joining the rush and helping that way and defending very well and not leaving the front of the net, well, he's usually there, but for whatever reason, he has a little trouble tying people up. You know, that's what he has to do. I don't need him putting somebody through the back wall. I couldn't care less about that. You know, just doing the things as a defenseman. And I always like to remind people that he's 22. Victor Hedman at 22 was as bad or worse than Owen Power. Erik Karlsson at 22 was as bad or worse than Owen Power. Rasmus Dahlin at 22 was as bad or worse than Owen Power. Some defensemen get it right off the bat. The kid Schaefer, who also was more highly touted than Power, has been great. Quinn Hughes jumped right in. Kale McCarr jumped right in. Look at Ekblad. What a good defenseman he is now. He didn't start that way, you know, as the number one pick. So I can't tell you if Owen Power is going to be a great defenseman in this league or not. I don't know, but I can tell you he's 22 and he still has an opportunity to be better. I mean, look at me. I gave up on Roseanne after the Prospects Challenge. It was just like, what are you doing? You went out there, you're 3 or 4 years older than everybody. You should be dominating this thing. He didn't have a point. I didn't even know he was on the ice. Mm-hmm. So I basically said, that's it. I mean, every time he had come up to Buffalo in 15 games or 16 games, only one I think I liked. And I just thought, he's a tweener. He's too good for the AHL, not good enough for the NHL. And I gave up on him, which I try not to do. And then all of a sudden he's leading the AHL in scoring, comes up and has had a better call-up now and has had some games where he's played very well. So it's a dangerous business to give up on guys too early, especially Owen Power. And I think folks who think Owen Power is playing poorly this year need to re-examine what they're looking at. Like, because yes, at times he is, but you know, other things are up, other things are better. I've seen an improvement. It's a noticeable improvement. He's noticeably stronger. And as I said, whether he becomes a great defenseman, I don't know, but I do know he's better.
You bring up Isaac Roseanne, and he and Noah Oslin have been very good in the time that they've been around here for this call up. Roseanne in particular, 5 points in 6 games. He has been a little bit hot, and those two with Jack Quinn have probably been the most entertaining line on this road trip, Paul.
And I haven't given up on Jack Quinn yet.
Yep.
After there I it just is. Gave my,
Paul's
after
digging
I just gave
in.
Myself this lecture. because, you know, when he's been with that line, there have been nights where he's been their best player.
Yeah.
On this trip, there was a game he was their best player. And so that's the way he has to play. So at least with Jack Quinn, we're seeing elements of what could be a very good hockey player. Whether that continues, we don't know. But one thing he has is an elite shot. He does have some nifty moves sometimes, too.
Those have been showing up a lot, actually, Paul. The stick handling and the playmaking has been really coming to light.
Yeah. I mean, the play he made to Roseanne for the goal in the crease, I believe it was against Utah, maybe.
Yeah, Utah was that night that he was really good in the trip.
Yeah, and he made a great move. Roseanne, the smallest guy the Sabres have, out-battled the defenseman, DeSimone, and then got his stick down and gave Quinn a target. And basically Quinn made a nifty move, a nice pass. And all Roseanne had to do is get a stick on the ice, let it hit it, and go in. So there were a lot of elements to like on that goal. But if it wasn't for Jack Quinn, they wouldn't have scored either one of the first two goals. One thing I can tell you is Jack Quinn is faster. It's something he worked on this summer. It's very noticeable to me how quicker he is and how much faster he is this season. But it's been very, very inconsistent. He went on that little roll for a while, and then he kind of went in the dumper with the Sabres' best players. And that's the point of all this. You know, I understand injuries. They've had some bad injuries, and it's hurt them. And there's no question about that. But if their best players, if Tage Thompson and Alex Tuck weren't slumping, Thompson more than Tuck, I mean, those guys have to come to the party. I mean, yeah, they're going to have the occasional off game, but it can't be 7-8 games in a row. Oh, guess what? You have one win in 9 games because your stars have kind of been there every now and then. If you're going to overcome the injuries, and that's the thing Lindy Ruff keeps pointing out, well, we've been within one goal in every road game, and we haven't won one yet. Yeah. You know why? Because your stars aren't your best players, and they have to be your best players. So if you're going to overcome the injuries that have happened, and that's the thing. Buffalo's probably right in the thick of this stuff right now. If their best players were just their best players, they would have overcome some of these injuries. The Ottawa Senators, when I looked yesterday, were tied for first place with 22 points. Their captain has not been there for a while. Batherson did not start the season there. He was hurt. That's two of their best players. Look where they are. Their rebuild was behind the Sabres not too long ago. Like last year or the year before.
Yeah, 2 years ago it was definitely stark.
So, yeah, injuries, but you can overcome the injuries if your best players, if Tage Thompson played like he did over the World Championships, we'd be having a whole different conversation right now other than the conversation that they're out of it on this weekend, and we haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet. We're a week and a half from Thanksgiving, and they're out of it. And one of the reasons why, it's not necessarily how many points they're back. If they were in ninth place, I wouldn't even be talking about this because it's like, yeah, you can make up that. Just to, you know, with nobody to leapfrog, but you got to leapfrog 8 teams. You think 8 teams are going in the dumper for you? So that's the problem. They put themselves in this spot every year where they got to leapfrog the whole conference. Well, that's not happening. I heard Matthew Fairburn saying that if they want to make the playoffs, they got to play for the rest of the season on a 102-point pace. Now, let me ask you guys a question. What have you seen from the Buffalo Sabres since you've been in elementary school that tells you that this team is capable of going on a 102-point pace, which probably would include an 8-to-10-game winning streak?
I mean, that two-week stretch was cool.
Zip, zilch, nada, outside of that.
I'm stretching here, Paul. I might have pulled something stretching for that. But
it's not great.
It's not great.
Paul, just speaking on this, I mean, it's like you said, we're so far back at this point, having to leapfrog so many teams. It's just more of the same. Do you foresee changes being made? And if so, like, when? I just don't know what to think at this point.
No, I mean, again, I've seen a general manager who sits on his hands and freezes. He froze last year. 13 games. It started before Thanksgiving. So by the time those 13 games was over, they were into December, and they were eliminated. 13 losses. Well, it's 0-10-3, so however you want to say it. I guess to be politically correct, you could say they were winless in 13 games. They did lose all 13 games. So they got – there were 26 points available, and they got 3.
When you say it like that, Paul, it sounds so much more haunting.
Yeah, it's bad.
And through it all – the GM didn't even call somebody up from Rochester. He didn't put somebody on waivers. He didn't do a thing. And then afterwards, and that's what inexperienced GMs do, they sit back later, and he admitted that, you know, he's thought a lot about it, and it's bothered him a lot that did he make a mistake there? You know, should he have made a move or whatever? Okay. Unfortunately, when you have an inexperienced GM, they have to learn on the job, but I guess he didn't learn on the job because we're almost there. 1 win in 9 games. So we're almost right where what we were looking at last year, and he's frozen again. So I'm not expecting anything. What could I be expecting? All I have to go on is past history, and past history tells me that Terry Pegula is being heard, so he's happy. If this was bothering him or he had any problem with what he's seeing, he'd do something about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And he doesn't. So he must be fine with what he's seeing. He must just think that being out of the playoffs for 15 years is part of the process.
And the worst part about it, Paul, I think with this one is they're also depleted through not just injuries but also illnesses. I wanted to ask you, have we heard anything about Zucker as of late? Obviously, he's dealing with that illness. Last I heard, he hadn't eaten solid food for almost 2 weeks. But there's that. Yeah. Kulik out long-term with blood clots. If there's a time to add to the roster to try to save the season a little bit, I think this would be it.
You know when it should have happened? Because he still has not constructed the roster right. I mean, he still, before the season even started, needs another top six forward, which he hasn't gone and gotten. He's only needed that for 3 years. That hasn't happened. Now, I like the move. Michael Kesselring can play much, much better than he is. Michael Kesselring was in a spot in Arizona where there's no media, no fans. So You could turn around and shoot at your own goalie and nobody would say anything. And it's so there is no pressure. There certainly isn't any pressure in Utah, I can tell you that. I mean, they got 15 social media people that cover this team. They're the only people on the road. There's no media at all on the road. So the fans are all whoopee, you know, whatever.
We have a team.
So in Utah, everything has been roses, and nobody bothers you if you give the puck away or you make a bad play or you lose four in a row, because everything's great. Everything's fine. Everything's fantastic. So now he comes to Buffalo, and this wasn't a negative thing. That it was just a comment he was making because it's so different that he comes to a hockey city. And now you're held accountable. Mm-hmm. Now you make a couple of bad plays, you're going to hear it from the fans. And he's not used to that. He's never had that before. So that was his point. Not that it's that the fans are bad or anything like that. It's just he's got to get used to it.
Yeah, it was an observation more than anything. Yeah,
that he's got to get used to that. There's going to be a new accountability now here. And I don't think he's handling it well on the ice. Just some of the plays he makes is like, what are you doing there? You know, and I'm here to tell you, at the World Championship, he was fantastic. They would put him out in like important one-goal situations near the end of games, and he came through and played really, really well. So I know what he's capable of, and I remember him last year. He stuck out when I watched him in Utah. It hasn't happened here yet, and maybe. It's one of those situations, too, and I'll equate it to, like, the New York Yankees. How many pitchers or whatever who have, like, been on Hall of Fame careers come to New York and all of a sudden look like rookies, and they can't get it? They just never get it because they can't pitch in New York. You know, I've seen so many, and, you know, maybe he can't play in a hockey city. You know, maybe that's not his makeup, or maybe it's something that he just has to get used to, but... but anyway, you know, that I still think can be a good trade for the Sabres. So it's not like everything Kevin Adams has done has been bad. He has made some good trades. I think the signing of Zucker was a good free agent. But the minute Norris went down, he should have been looking to make a trade right then and there to make the team better, because they have nobody that they can put. When a top six forward goes down, they have no depth at all, none. And that's on the general manager.
Paul, we'll see what happens here tonight, and hopefully they can get their first road win of the year. It would certainly be a good time to do so, especially with Dahlin returning to the lineup. We'll hear from you and Brian Koziel on pregame at 6 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Paul Hamilton there on the Wester Hotline as the Sabres, again, taking on the Red Wings. 7 o'clock faceoff, pregame at 6 o'clock here on WGR.
Must win?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the NHL standings and
it's
been like this for weeks now, but like
Paul mentioning the amount of teams they'd have to bunny hop already is
that's
a problem.
Paul and I talked on Thursday and the word again was brought up. Again. You have to do it again. And that's the problem. It's that you have to do all of that again.
What a joke. And I don't know. I struggled, Derek. I do. I mean, last year I bought in with you a little bit. This season, I was like, okay, show us what you're made of. And it's just more.
Again,
more of what we got last year.
This year is unfortunately looking like, as of right now, it was a pretty cool two-week stretch.
Yeah, just like last season.
And
they were alive for 2 weeks last year. And they were in a playoff spot last year.
They were alive for 2 months.
2 months last year, even more.
October and November, they were actually doing pretty well.
Yeah.
A lot better than they are to start this year, as a matter of fact. But you lose again tonight, and based on how everything could shake out here, all of a sudden, you're looking at, even winning tonight, for example, you still stay in last in the Eastern Conference, but, you know, then you're, like, able to try to climb back out of it. It is also a fact that you're the only team in the league without a road win. Even last place Calgary has two road wins. And... I mean, luckily for the Sabres, you're still not even going to get surpassed by Calgary yet. Calgary's record 5-12-2, by the way.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. They're in trouble.
They're abhorrent. And yet the Sabres, it does seem like there's this problem of getting scoring from this team. And it does have to come from a couple of places. But the fact that the injuries have made it to where Ryan McLeod's playing on the first line as a center by circumstance. You should have done something by now. And
inactivity. Once again, it's the same word we used last year, inactivity.
And you would think after having this happen a couple of times now that Adams would actually change that. But no, it doesn't look like that's happening. I mean, hang on. It's not currently happening. I have seen reports that he was at the Kings Leafs game. He does seem like he's kind of like hunting right now. So I am intrigued by that.
Right.
Like a TBD thing. I don't want to go ahead and say he's doing nothing. He's currently not with the team because he's scouting others. Okay. So you might actually have something. What you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
But is it too late?
Too little, too late.
Is it too late is the one worry here now. But hey, get a win tonight. You can kind of change some things a little bit. You get to play back at home for a nice little stretch. You are better there, obviously, because you have wins. So maybe there is something there. Maybe there's not. But again, you run the risk losing tonight of just you're comfortably in last place in the Eastern Conference again, especially if like Toronto and Tampa and Washington win. Then you're even further away from like the next spot in the Eastern Conference, and that would be very embarrassing by the 18th game of the season.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
So hopefully that doesn't happen. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's all we can do at this point because they haven't shown much to go prove that in the opposite direction.
And the worst part about it is, man,
hopes and dreams.
There was that 2-week stretch where they looked good.
Then the loser point central happened, and then we steadily went from winning games to getting a point out of games to not winning.
Oh my god, it was a slight decline, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was like,
yep,
crap. All right, well,
are there negative points? Is that possible? Can we go further? I don't know.
Technically, yes. You can lose. You can lose the overtime point if you pull the goaltender and get scored on.
That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Noticing a pattern here. Chris Giacobello on the board with us here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. Like Josh Schmidt, I'm seeing Chris reach for a lot of the Foo Fighters, and I respect that.
I love it.
I like that.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
As Christopher Walken would say.
Chris is grabbing the Foo Fighters. They fight the Foo.
Where's Larry David?
More sports talk Saturday coming up now.
Did you ever hear Larry David try and introduce Ariana Grande?
No.
He goes, now musical guest Ariana, and then just stops and claps and like walks away because he can't say her name.
Joe Cali bringing up weird references.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking like this now.
Yeah, don't, because my Seinfeld's going to come out, and that's not going to be good.
That's not going to be good.
That's not going to be good.
But
because that'll be a Sabres rant. It's just going to transition to Seinfeld saying it.
Maybe off air. maybe record it and put it on Twitter. I don't know. But Sabres, obviously, they've lost five. A couple of those in overtime, but they've lost five in a row. One of those is in overtime, isn't it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. I was looking at Lindy's five to track these games, these five game stretches. Yep. It helps a lot.
Yeah. They've lost four in regulation in a row right now, and it has not been great. Colton Ellis, by the way, expected to get the start tonight against the Red Wings, the team that he beat in his first career start, by the way.
He did have his own net, you said, right?
So, yeah, he had his own net in practice. I don't put the Utah game on him.
No. No.
They just kind of went into a tailspin in the third period, and it's like, okay, that's great. But
I just, there's very little in me to be optimistic for that team. I'm not going to lie.
I know. And
like, I'm struggling so bad right now because I really, like, I can't say what I truly think.
I'm not going to lie to you. I watched more of Purdue against Alabama in college basketball on Thursday night than Sabres Colorado.
There are better options. And don't fret. The Bandits will be playing in KeyBank Center on the 29th of November. So a winning product will be down on center.
Hang on. The Sabres do have a winning record at home. It's just they don't have a single road win yet this year.
An all-encompassing.
It's a little bit of a big deal.
Winning product. It's like the opposite of how they were a couple years ago. They only used to be able to go on these West Coast road trips and win, and they couldn't win at home.
Yep.
And now they can only win at home, and they go on road trips and lose. So it's just like, where do we go from here?
Well, even this year is different in that sense of they don't even have a single win on the road yet. And that's kind of where you're starting to look and wonder and worry and go.
And a good chunk of their points have come from overtime losses at home.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, they only have two of those.
Were most of those on the road?
Most of those have been on the road.
Okay, well, still.
It's still not good.
No.
You need to be better. And the players that are there, they know that. And there's only so much that injuries can be an excuse for players within the locker room. They're not going to use it. They don't want to use that excuse. Any athlete will tell you, no, like, life goes on. We keep playing.
It's an next man up mentality. And the Bills, different sports, but that's been a mantra for that team.
Those two have been fighting each other with like the injury lists on a week-to-week basis right now, and I don't like it.
No, it's been bad.
Who moved the injury relic and put it back?
Who knocked over the Brian Miller bobblehead from 2004 in the Sabres locker room? What happened?
Not just the Sabres, like even the Bills. Like, who moved the Buffalo injury relic, put it back?
Why is the rotten chicken wing not on the mantle at One Bills Drive anymore?
Yeah, like
the wishbone needs to go back.
Something happened here. Indy made the switch, and the boulder went and crashed into the Bills and the Sabres.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Bills are still kind of running away from the boulder. The Sabres are kind of maybe underneath the boulder at this point.
The Sabres may have been hit by the boulder.
Their ankle is currently getting crushed, but it's a slow-moving boulder. It's like the steamroller in Austin Powers with the guy screaming to stop. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll take on the boulder. I'll take on the boulder. I'll get hurt for everyone else. There's the deal. I'm thinking now of MXC again.
Yeah, no.
I randomly tweeted it out one day of the picture of one of the scenes from MXC, which I know you're too young to know what that is.
I have no idea what you're talking about, yeah.
Most Extreme Elimination. Back on Spike TV.
Okay, I remember Spike. I feel like I remember Spike TV.
God, remember Spike TV? This segment is totally being a throwaway right now. But we have Christopher Walken impersonation and Spike TV references. But
yeah, they were the old Bar Rescue. That's where that started, on Spike.
And then there was MXC, Blue Mountain State, things like that. You know, this is where my brain rot comes in.
Yes.
But, yeah, the kids these days have this, like, 6-7 or whatever it is. Mine comes from Most Extreme Elimination and Homestar Runner.
I unintentionally do 6-7.
A different type of brain rot.
Yeah, it was very different. Hey. Oh, lip sync battle.
Yeah, see?
Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Ink Masters,
Pros,
I've seen that.
Pros versus Joes was on there, too.
Yep.
Where, oh, I could totally beat a pro athlete. Show them.
1,000 Ways to Die, that's on there, too.
Yeah, no, there was interesting stuff there.
Blue Mountain State.
I just said that.
Oh, Come on. Sorry. Tuned out.
I see.
Cops was on there, too.
I got a co-host that doesn't listen to me.
Cops doesn't start till 4 on Spike.
There you go.
That's where they originated.
Yep. So, to get this segment back on track, both of these teams are at a crossroads right now on November 15th.
One's a little bit better of a crossroads, one's I would more
extreme,
say.
One's more extreme than the other.
Yeah.
But both of them, you have asked me the same question. Is this a must-win game? And I think for both of them, the answer is yes.
Forgot about the Bills one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But you did ask me the same question for both teams. So I do think there is a crossroads for both of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Today and tomorrow have a chance to help define seasons for these two teams, respectively. For the Sabres, you have a chance to right the ship, get out of this 5-game losing streak.
Right the ship might be a stretch. We might have to have a couple games to right the ship.
You get to then come back home for 4 games. That's the thing. You also then get your first road win of the year. It becomes an emotional win because Dahlin's back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Remember how I said, sports are still played by human beings?
You get a little charge.
This is more of that anecdotal evidence that could be there, and you could actually weaponize it a little bit. Of you win this game, it's an emotional win.
Yeah. And not to relate it to Rocky II, but it is a similar situation.
It's an emotional type of opportunity for a win here.
When Adrian tells Rocky to go win, he's suddenly re-energized, and that's that.
Oh, and you're also doing it against the best team in your division.
Right. So that'd be a big game to just come back and win. Tied for, yeah. But that'd be a big game to get under you.
Yes. That would also be a big deal there. You suddenly have Detroit's number this year. It looks a little interesting at that point. And then can you just get back in it? Because the rest of the Atlantic is such a jumble. You can get back in it. They just need to do what they haven't done for a while, which is put a string of wins together. That's the part that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Bills, the must-win scenario there as well. Of you have common opponent. You have an opportunity to at least try to make up whatever ground you can on New England for the chance at the division. You lose this game, the division's all but gone.
Yeah.
The only way it's not is like mathematically. But
it's like the Sabres with their 1% chance to make the playoffs at the end of the season. They're mathematically in it. It's not happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it turns into, while the Bills did take all but mathematically and flipped it on its head a couple years ago,
yeah.
You're probably not repeating the same magic because
New England
Patriots
serious.
Are not as incompetent as Miami is in December.
They could slip a couple games, though. They do like Baltimore, maybe the Miami game to end the season. So anything's possible.
But Miami, for the 5 years that they were kind of up and threatening, would collapse in December
every year. They would.
Every year.
As soon as the weather got colder, they were going to play. It was over.
It was over.
Mm-hmm.
They'd even lose games at home in December. Like it just.
Then they get stuck with the coldest wild card game ever in the Kansas City game where helmets are cracking because of how cold it was.
Because they lost in week 18 to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but whose fault is it? It's yours. It's your fault that you played in those conditions. They should have moved that game, actually. They should have delayed that one. I really do still think that.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was Mahomes awful. Had a separate helmet. It didn't even fit because
dreadful.
It shrunk the backup helmet.
Dreadful.
Like,
and because the thing is, that same weekend, they moved the Bills game because of the snow that hit here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
So
I was stuck here during the snowstorm.
Right.
The second one, not the first one.
Right. So
we were put up in a motel.
Exactly. Like it just... So that game should have also been moved. Like,
yeah.
Be real about it.
But the community came out and shoveled, so that helped. The Bills game, that was just one day, right? That ended up on Monday instead
of
Sunday.
Yeah, it ended up on Monday.
Yeah,
yes.
The Chiefs game, there's no excuse for not moving that.
Yeah, there's no excuse, especially because you had a chance. Hey, you could have done a triple header.
Those are people's fingers.
You could have had a super wild card weekend Monday triple header.
Right. The branding was there. They just didn't have the eyesight for it. It's a shame. It really is.
The vision. You lack vision. You lack vision.
You lack vision.
You lack vision.
I don't know.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break.
Officially?
Yes.
Okay. Be back on the other side.
Final segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. We made it.
We made it. Maybe at the buzzer,
there. Holy crap.
At the buzzer. No sneezes this week like last week, though. Didn't have to call out a sneeze.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm still mad about how I got sick.
I'm still very mad about that. I'm very intrigued to see how this weekend goes. First off, tonight with the Sabres. So when I see you here tomorrow, you guys here tomorrow for the Bills game coverage, we will have discourse on whether or not the weekend started off right for the Bills and the Sabres.
There will be a one-liner in Breakfast with the Bills on that at 7 a.m.
Yeah, there might be. Because, not looking great for the program by any means.
I mean, it'd be nice.
The juice of Dahlin coming back, all of that should be a good feeling for this team tonight. That mount up in the locker room for him.
I really do hope that there is an emotional charge that allows them the opportunity to win this game. They played really well against Detroit the last time, but they also had Benson in the lineup there.
They did.
And Zucker in the lineup.
Benson leaving the lineup might have been the biggest thing, I would say.
He is their only point per game player. That's not an accident anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But now you do get the opportunity to, again, get out of this ugly road trip with a high note. And I know moral victories are probably coming too late at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start somewhere is really where I'm getting at with that. You got to start somewhere. And I think that tonight is the opportunity to do that. Hopefully it happens. And we'll see what they've got. But again, we'll leave that to tonight. Pre-game at 6 o'clock here on WGR. As for the Bills, tomorrow, it's the last scheduled 1 o'clock game of the season.
At Highmark Stadium. Because there are a couple
which
more.
Which is still weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a couple more on the road at New England, at Cleveland in December. But yeah, this is the last scheduled 1 o'clock game at home for the year. And I would imagine the Jets game in Week 18 does get 1 o'clock. Unless there is implications.
There could be implications. I also could see the Patriots.
Because of the implication.
Maybe the Patriots-Bills, maybe that second matchup gets a flex and do a 4:25 window or 4 o'clock
maybe.
Window
we'll,
or
we'll
anything
see.
Like that. Because that could be that game. The Patriots do drop a couple here. That could be for something there.
Yeah,
that could be a huge game. So, hey, go Bills. They should beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I would like to see a return to form for this offense, and especially with Josh Palmer coming back. Maybe we see some Gabe Davis, Mecole Hardman, some speed.
We'll find out if there's practice squad call-ups as well later on today.
I am intrigued about Hardman also just for special teams juice because they haven't
and
had a great
later
return
on today,
game.
I mean the minute we turn off the microphone.
Yeah, pretty much right at 2 o'clock.
That's usually when these things come out.
Yeah, so be on the lookout.
So be on the lookout for that, and with that, for my co-host, Joe Calley, for producer Chris Giacobello, for my guests today, Paul Hamilton and Sal Capaccio, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. Pre-game starts at 7 a.m. I'll be right back here on the microphone for that. And then, of course, Sabres pregame starting at 6 o'clock. Sabres Red Wings at 7 o'clock, all right here on the radio home of the Bills and the Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550. Have a good weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.